मशीन लगाऊंगा, इस साइड से आलू घुसेगा, उस साइड से सोना निकलेगा।
Hello everybody, welcome to the Attention Please podcast, now on video. If you like this podcast, kindly like, share, subscribe. You know what to do. So today is the final game of the IPL. And man, this season has dragged on for a while now that there are even more teams. And it drags on even more when you're a supporter of a team that didn't make it to the playoffs. So I'll give you that. But again, I hesitate to say that the best two teams have made it to the finals, but they have in a way. This podcast is being recorded before the finals, so I don't know who will win. If I had to make a bet, and I've been consistently wrong throughout the tournament in predicting who's going to win, I would say that given that this is, I would say that in terms of the two teams, it structurally, I would say that Gujarat Titans is at a better place than Rajasthan Royals. And the only reason why I'm saying this is because Rajasthan Royals' performance has been propelled purely by a superhuman season from Jos Buttler. I mean, I think he's already scored more than 800 runs, which is amazing. And this is after he kind of had a dip in his performance for a few games right towards the end. So I think the law of averages is most likely going to catch up with Jos Buttler. But having said that, it hasn't caught up with him. This, again, has been a superhuman season for him. So maybe it's going to be Jos Buttler. Maybe they're going to win it for Warren. That would possibly be the most emotional ending to IPL 2022. But somehow I still feel that Gujarat Titans have more of their bases covered. They have more redundancy built into their team than Rajasthan Royals, which is essentially, I would say, one person in terms of batting. Yeah, there's them and there is Sanju Samson and there's Hetmeyer, but it doesn't give me a lot of confidence. But today's program is going to be essentially going to be a look back in terms of how the teams did. So, of course, the number one team is, you know, in terms of the league standings, was Gujarat Titans. And again, this just goes to show how little I can predict, because in my opinion, this was one of the weakest sides. And again, in my defense, I wasn't the only cricket expert who was saying, I'm considering myself a cricket expert, and I'm pretty sure that I'll get comments on this YouTube for that, for calling myself a cricket expert, but at least a self-proclaimed cricket expert. But I was not the only self-proclaimed cricket expert who got Gujarat Titans wrong, because in the beginning of the season, I thought that their performance at the auctions was shambolic. Essentially, if there was somebody who did even worse than Kolkata Knight Riders, there were two other sides that I had called, which was SRH, which gave me a lot of grief in the comment section. Come to SRH. And of course, Gujarat Titans. And the reason why I felt Gujarat Titans didn't, they did a very good job in terms of their retentions. They had very good retentions. They took the best spinner or the best bowler, basically one of the best T20 players in the world now, Rashid Khan. They took him. They took Shubman Gill away from Kolkata, which I think is a good long-term investment. And they put Hardik Pandya. And this was the dicey move, but it worked out very well. They kind of bought Hardik Pandya at a time when this was a good investment. They bought him at a time when I would say his stock price was kind of low. And I think this was one of the reasons why Mumbai Indians kind of let him go. Because he hadn't been bowling for a while. His star was kind of not on the ascendant. This was not the Hardik Pandya of 2018 or so. So there was this kind of been a downswing in his fortune, brought about by his own injuries and, you know, some of his other public pronouncements, which I shall not go into. But overall, I felt that they had done a good job in terms of retentions. Or, you know, the draft, but I think that they didn't do well, in my opinion, come the auction. They made a very good bowling side, but their batting, there were just too many gaps in the batting. And especially when Jason Roy backed out, I just felt there was not enough power at the top to do the job consistently. And I There was a question mark about Hardik Pandya's form, which he, of course, answered spectacularly. And I just felt, again, there were just too many gaps in that batting lineup. Yes, they had a very strong bowling lineup, but who was going to put up the scores? Over the tournament, they showed that they commit the hour, there was always the man. I read some statistics that they won like 9 games or so on the last over, which just goes to show that they had very, very good finishing. No matter how many runs the opposition put up, how many runs they needed to get, there was always somebody who put up their hands and got the runs. There was another reason why I was a little skeptical about Gujarat Titans. It's generally the case that, and we've seen this over the years in IPL, that it takes teams few years for, no matter how you constitute the team, for different team members to gel together. That's why franchises spend so much money, sometimes too much money, to retain their core or to buy back their old players, because everybody knows their roles. There's a comfort level with each other and with the management. And so whenever a new franchise is constituted, it usually takes at least 1 or 2 seasons before everybody kind of reaches their peak level of cohesion. And that was why I was also pessimistic about Gujarat Titans as well as about the Lucknow franchise, Lucknow Super Giants. But Lucknow Super Giants, I'll come to them. I rated them very highly because I thought they had a dream auction. But Gujarat Titans, I just felt they didn't do a good job in the auctions. But again, I think one of their biggest unsung heroes has been Riddhiman Shaha, who's kind of flown under the radar. He's got several very good performances in IPL, but he never kind of, he's never kind of gets that superstar. He scored a century or almost a century once. I can't remember exactly, against Kolkata and in a final. And he's quite a good player. Once he's given a role up in the order, he obviously is a better opening batsman. I think he played pretty well in some of the games. So he kind of came at the middle of the tournament. And I think he's one of the unsung heroes of Gujarat Titans. I think he's played well. And I've been rooting for him because he's had a tough time on the field where his career was basically ended by Rahul Dravid. They said they're moving on. And he's also had some problems with Bengal, which is the Ranji Trophy team he's played for a long time. So it's been a tough year for Riddhiman Shaha. And he's a good guy. He's always been somebody who's given it his all. We all know that. And he's always kind of flown under the radar. He's not a superstar like, you know, Rishabh Pant. But again, I'm very happy that he's done well in Titans. And I think he recently saw in an interview where somebody asked him whether Eden Gardens was his home ground. And he said, no, Eden Gardens isn't my home ground. It's Motera, because I play for Gujarat Titans. And he's again, I think, the one in a long line of Bengalis who have decided to fly away from Bengal. So I think add Riddhiman Shaha to that at this point of time. So I'm happy for him. And if Titans pull it off tonight, in India tomorrow for us, again, I'll be very happy for them. Which brings me to Rajasthan Royals, number 2. So Rajasthan Royals, again, has had structural problems throughout the tournament. I frankly, at the middle of the tournament, I wasn't expecting them to be here because, again, I felt that there was just a Jos Buttler had to at some point of time. He couldn't keep this up, but he's managed to keep this up, man. He's just a beast. Unbelievable. This is like basically Chris Gayle at his best. Chris Gayle could do this when he was at his best. I can't recall anybody else at the opening. ABDV too. But again, ABDV used to sometimes fail in the crucial matches for RCB. Let's say that. But Jos Buttler has been unstoppable, which is why I also think that this final might be when he's going to be stopped. Rajasthan has, I think this has been a very good season for Ashwin. I very few seasons I can remember when at the end I'm going to be mentioning Ashwin as a standout performer. So Ashwin had a good season. I wasn't expecting that either. He had a good season as a batsman. He had a good season as a finisher. I think Sanju Samson, frankly, has underperformed as a batsman. I there's always this Sanju Samson, when he bats, he looks like a dream. And yet somehow he just doesn't break into, just doesn't break into that level where you can say, yeah, he's somebody who should be in the Indian T20 team. I think people have observed him for many years. People have expected him to break in. But he's, again, never managed to be there. And again, he's had a good season. But I think at this point of time, in order for him to have a career as an Indian batsman, he needed a Joss Butler-ish kind of a season where there is just no way somebody can keep him out of the team. And again, that's why he didn't make it to the T20 team. And there was a lot of anger on social media for that. But I honestly feel that, yeah, I agree with that decision of Rahul Dravid. I don't think he deserves a place in the T20 side, given the chances he's been given before. I don't think anything's changed in terms of his, you know, fundamental lack of consistency and sometimes extremely poor shot selection. So that kind of was Rajasthan Royals. Again, I think they played well. Again, they had a lot of holes in their batting lineup. I think Shimran Hetmyer, again, for them, the hidden hero is Shimran Hetmyer. He's basically, when Joss Butler screwed up, there were a few matches that he did. Shimran Hetmyer managed them towards the end. Again, I would say Sanju Samson was there, more or less. But with clowns like Riyan Parag in their side, it's still, I would say, that they're still here. They should be fortunate. Chahal had a decent season, a much better season than he has had with RCB. And I think, again, it had with Chahal, I think RCB had reached a stage where it was, again, I think maybe it was surprising for Chahal that he was not retained or that they didn't bid for him. But I think that Chahal is with Chahal, and I think Chahal seems to be fixed and settled in Rajasthan Royals, and I'm also happy for him. Which brings me to Lucknow Super Giants. Now, Lucknow Super Giants, this was a side which, as a Kolkata Knight Riders fan, Gautam Gambhir, obviously, there's an emotional connect with him, given what he brought to the franchise. So, again, this was a side which was kind of a dream side. It's the kind of side which you find only in fantasy teams where you have an unlimited budget. So this was, but I think that they more or less played well. They, of course, they devastated Kolkata Knight Riders. You looked at them and you saw the batting lineup, but it was their bowling which actually did fairly well. It was a very, very well-balanced team. It was, in my opinion, the best team on the ground. But ultimately, I guess it will come down to KL Rahul. There's a lot of KL Rahul hatred going around. I'm not sure I totally agree with that, because KL Rahul, the main thing is KL Rahul basically is a stat pad in terms of that, you know, his statistics ends up very well, but he doesn't play according to the requirements of the game. That he plays at a strike rate of 130, which is what is his safe zone, and he doesn't try to go beyond that. It's not actually true. I've seen him go way beyond that sometimes at the very end. It just didn't happen in the game against RCB. He just couldn't step it up at that point of time. But he was playing a kind of innings that I've seen him play many times before, where at the end he just goes berserk. And it just didn't work. Which is, again, this happened to Dhoni many times. So that is not, again, he had a good season. I think Lucknow had a very good season. But to me, they were the team that should have been number one. If they were finished number one, I would have said, see, I told you so. This was the best team and they finished number one. But they at least finished third. But it was a fairly decent side. And I think that they will only go on to better things. I mean, Quentin de Kock, maybe there should have been, there was more expected from Quentin de Kock. He did have a few match-winning innings, but if there was one problem that they had systemically, it was that most of their runs were scored by three people. Now, this is usually true for most teams. It's that more few players will always misfire. And that's why you have backups. So, again, that's Lucknow Super Giants. Now, the next team is, of course, RCB. I was really rooting for them this time. I just wanted to root for them for the only reason is that, you know, this is a side which, man, they've been there from day one and they do deserve to win once. Though I didn't quite expect them to do it this time. I think this is another side which punched way above their weight, in my opinion. I don't think they did a great auction. I actually wasn't expecting so much from Favre du Plessis. I thought Favre du Plessis was kind of over the hill. I think he did fairly well. I think they were massively, of course, let down by the form of Virat Kohli. I mean, when you invest so much money in your numero uno player, of course, this is not what you expect from him. And I think that his issues, and he had issues, he was obviously low on confidence. And I think this affected the team to a large extent. Also, you know, Glenn Maxwell had an average season. He had a much better season when we were playing in UAE. So given everything, I think they did fairly well, given that there was no really standout performer except Dinesh Karthik and some of their bowlers, which is, again, not something which you expect the word bowlers to come around as a positive for anything with respect to Bangalore. Remember, they had Ashok Dinda once in their ranks. So this was, again, a bowling-driven Bangalore franchise, which is fairly rare. And I think they were kind of, I mean, they had that very good performance towards the end from somebody like Rajat Patidar, you know, people you normally don't expect. But ultimately, I don't think they deserved to win because there were just too few really, truly performing players. Again, Dinesh Karthik had a very good season, which for the Kolkata Knight Riders fan, it's kind of ironic and frustrating to see, you know, people having better seasons once they leave the franchise. But anyways, that's the way things work. Which brings me to Delhi Capitals. So Delhi Capitals, again, I'm very, very, very happy that David Warner made a comeback. I'm a huge fan of David Warner. I'm a huge fan of David Warner for one reason. First of all, it's a goddamn good player. Let's accept that. And second is he's one of the very few Australians who I feel who really gets into IPL. I mean, he really lives it from doing the push pass stuff and everything. He's not doing it because, you know, somebody's asking him to do it. He's genuinely involved. And I've said this before that since for ball tampering reasons, the captaincy of Australia has passed him by. This is something which he sincerely, sincerely loves being a leader of. He wasn't the captain, but if you give him some kind of leadership, he really, really takes it seriously. He doesn't kind of, like Pat Cummins, he just doesn't kind of sign his check, you know, put his attendance, cash the check and go away. Because most of the Australian players, I believe, kind of tone it down a bit when they play for IPL. This is not the way they would play for Australia or they would play if they were in the National Series. No, they don't. But exception is David Warner. He puts it, he gives it everything. I was really happy for him. And again, it was Delhi. Mitch Marsh, you know, he was... Then that's the problem with Mitch Marsh. He's a very good batsman. I love to watch Mitch Marsh bat. He's a very clean hitter. But he's also extremely inconsistent. Again, Rishabh Pant, I mean, his captaincy howler at the end, it's kind of unfair. Okay, I'll take it back. It's not unfair. I mean, that's the captain. It's his responsibility to make those... third umpire calls, but it's not that one third umpire decision kind of led them to be eliminated. They kind of brought themselves to the brink of elimination anyways. And with Delhi Capitals again, Kuldeep Yadav had a very, very good year. I was happy for him too, because again, this was another player who Kolkata Knight Riders basically destroyed. It's good to see him regaining his confidence, but ultimately I felt that Norie was absolutely off the boil. And in their previous years, their real strength, even though they had a very strong batting lineup, was actually their bowling. Because and Norie was kind of the spirit, which is why they chose to keep him. But he was was a disastrous year for him. And again, good players have bad years. That's not, that shouldn't be taken. I mean, when you select a team, you kind of expect that also. That's why you have so many players. You have backups. You know that people are going to go off form or they're going to be injured. And I don't think Norie was totally there in terms of his fitness also. throughout. And I think that really hurt them. I think Delhi was, their bowling wasn't, I mean, their bowling wasn't threatening at all. There was Kuldeep Yadav off and on, but pretty much any side, once they were playing against them, they kind of knew that Delhi's bowling, I mean, last year they had Ashwin. They had a lot of depth in their bowling. And this year, it just wasn't there. It didn't, like last time, it was a fearful. It engendered fear when you looked at the Delhi lineup throughout. But this was, it was normal. I mean, if David Warner had a bad year, they would have been at the bottom of the table, I think. They were kind of bolstered a lot by David Warner. And he basically kept them afloat in a way that he used to for SRH. Again, I felt that Rishabh Pant had a mediocre year. I'm not sure that I agree with Delhi Capitals' decision to take the captaincy away from Shreyas Iyer, which is why Shreyas Iyer came to Calcutta. I don't think they chose the right horse between them. But let's see. I think Rishabh Pant is just too emotional. He's just, and I think when he gets emotional, he also doesn't think straight. I think one of the worst, I mean, when he was, you know, calling his team back after that bad decision. I mean, he just didn't seem to be in control. And that's why I think Delhi Capitals ultimately, I mean, the captain wasn't, I mean, compared with Gujarat Titans, let's say Hardik Pandya was very, very good as a captain. But you could see the difference. And you could see the difference in the fates of the teams based on that. Which brings me to Punjab. And again, on the captaincy. Punjab, they just gave the captaincy to the wrong guy. I mean, I don't know why they didn't go with Shikhar Dhawan. Maybe that was one of the reasons that, or one of the clauses for retention. But their wrong decision in captaincy hurt them badly. And, you know, they had good games. Again, they had good games, but their bowling was also... I mean, Rabada was essentially alone for most of the time. Their spin bowling was virtually absent. And Arshdeep Singh and all of them, they're okay bowlers, but you can't win an IPL based on that kind of bowling. If you just look at the four teams which had made it to the finals, I mean, playoffs, all of them had fairly good bowling sets. And Punjab wasn't just even not in that galaxy in terms of their bowling. Again, it has a nucleus of a good side, but they always come sixth. And they're still going to be there because they have, again, systemic problems in terms of their bowling. And I think their captaincy, they have to. When Mayank Agarwal is a nice guy, again, he's some person who you hope. But I think Mayank Agarwal did himself no service. I mean, he lost his place in the T20 side. He's kind of now, I think, going to find it very difficult. Because this is the strange way things work, is that he might find himself out of the test side also because of this. Because, you know, there's so much competition. And it shouldn't happen, but IPL performance is very, very on the top of people's minds. Even though they shouldn't be. But there it is. So his being a captain, he did himself no service. And I'm going to expect that next year, if Punjab is doing their due diligence, that they should absolutely replace their captain. I think Shikhar Dhawan should be their captain. It's a very obvious choice. And again, given that Shikhar Dhawan has, as we've heard, has kind of been passed over now for Indian selection, which would just mean that he would be, you know, he'd be in that frame of mind where he would want to show that, you know, he can be somebody who could have been a leader. So I think this would give him that little incentive also. So I think it's the right time to give Shikhar Dhawan the captaincy of the Punjab franchise. Which brings us to a side which I felt did very badly in their in the auctions, which was SRH. Again, got trolled endlessly for that, for even saying that. But okay, I mean, again, I think they did better than I thought they would, because I thought they were definitely going to go to the bottom with that team. because I think Kane Williamson, as I said, wasn't a good choice at all. To retain Kane Williamson while letting Warner go, just because he had a bad season. And it was obvious that Warner wasn't gelling with the administration. I mean, it was not just a cricketing decision. That was fairly obvious. And even Rashid Khan didn't, I mean, I don't know what, I think I read somewhere Tom Moody saying that with Rashid Khan, it was just a matter of money. I just couldn't wrap my mind around that. Why wouldn't you give Rashid Khan your top slot? Because at that point of time, he gets the maximum, right? A maximum band. Why would you, between Kane Williamson and Rashid Khan, who would say Kane Williamson? Why? Why would, when the, I understand Kane Williamson is a very good batsman, but which you're going to lose Rashid Khan because you have to make, yeah, it's a no-brainer. You absolutely keep Rashid Khan. And Rashid Khan's shown his value with Gujarat Titans. You keep him, this guy virtually will never be in a team which doesn't make it to the quality. Top four, he will be there. So that itself, and over again, I don't want to go over and get trolled again by SRH fans, but they just made a number of bizarre calls in the auction, which to me made no sense. And they kind of they did okay. I wouldn't say it was a disaster for them. Disasters are coming, but. I'm going to guess that next year they're going to let go of Kane Williams. I don't know who they're going to make captain. I think they should give... I also felt that Kane Williamson opening was a problem. Again, there's no other place where he could play Kane Williams. That's one of the problems with Kane Williamson. But I think they should have sent Rahul Tripathi up the order all the time. Because he's just a diff... Because Rahul Tripathi, again, I think... I wish he had a better season. He had a good, decent season. But again, he's a guy who I really like. I would like to see him have like a 600 run kind of season where he kind of breaks into the top tier of T20 players, because I really think he has it and he could do it. Which brings me to my favorite franchise, of course, Kolkata Knight Riders. Now, what can one say of Kolkata Knight Riders that hasn't been said before? Kolkata Knight Riders, and I could, and I don't want to drag this because it kind of seems, you know, I've said all of this before, but Kolkata Knight Riders is a franchise which, again, as a fan, I would say just doesn't care for its fans, unfortunately. It just selects all these kinds of, just makes all these bizarre decisions that it takes, like, you know, paying for Pat Cummins again and again and again, given that this guy, what did he do this year? He won one game based on batting, which was an absolute freak show. Okay, one game. And then he did absolutely nothing. Zilch, zero. This was the guy they splurged so much of their purse on. Shreyash Iyer again had a medium season. You would say that he's a kind of a Venkatesh Iyer, of course, total flop. But as I said, you can't expect everybody is going to have a great season. Andre Russell definitely had one of his best seasons in the last few years. Narayan, perfect. Again, for what he got, he provided the value. So overall, the team wasn't bad, but there was just this huge, huge one major problem that they had from auction, and they screwed themselves by not selecting a wicketkeeper. Their entire gambit was Sheldon Jackson was going to become the next, I don't know, Swapnil Asnodkar or something. But that didn't work out at all. Okay. So Sheldon Jackson didn't work out. And once they didn't have Alex Hales, there was just basically no opening for us. So the entire thing was Venkatesh Iyer was going to fire. And then there was going to be our wicketkeeper was going to fire. Now, once these two things failed, there was nothing. I mean, Kolkata Knight Riders, again, the geniuses that they are, decided to take Aaron Finch, who's an absolute washed out has been. They decided to take him and give him the opening slot. So you had Aaron Finch, you had Ajinkya Rahane, you had Baba Indrajit. And even that name, I mean... But again, who was the news for Kolkata? Rinku Singh. Rinku Singh kind of you know, went from one kind of legend to another kind of legend in this tournament. And, you know, we lost that game, but Dinku Singh, you know, played that kind of an innings in IPL that people will remember. And if there's any good sign from Kolkata moving forward, it's the emergence of Rinku Singh, because God, do they need Rinku Singh? Given, and I would say in the next auction, it's very simple for Kolkata, actually. They need to let go of Cummins. They need to, Shivam Mavi, of course. I was forgetting him. But again, Shivam Mavi was the absolute failure of Shivam Mavi was compensated by Umesh Yadav coming out from nowhere and just having a great season, man. He was an amazing back. I don't think Umesh Yadav was going to have a season like this, but Umesh Yadav was on fire. I think, again, Kolkata Knight Riders didn't have that bad a season if they had just been able to solve two problems. The wicket-keeping problem, which was bizarre that they didn't even select a wicket-keeper. They needed an Indian keeper. Everybody has an Indian keeper who's like basically can play. They just chose not to. And their faith with Ajinkya Rahane. I'm also very happy that Brendan McCullum has left. Thank you. Thank you so much, England, for taking him off Kolkata Knight Riders. Because again, this is the great franchise that Kolkata Knight Riders is, that their worst season was the second IPL season where they finished last, where their entire captaincy trust was Brendan McCullum and Mike Hussey. David Hussey, sorry. And it's only the genius of Kolkata Knight Riders that they bring both of them back again as consultants and coach. So again, I'm so happy that Brendan McCullum has left, because Brendan McCullum is a very good batsman, no doubt, but I don't think Brendan McCullum is a great tactical player. Given the kind of Brendan McCullum's main thing is everybody go out and hit. But what are you going to tell Ajinkya Rahane to go out and hit? And what is he going to hit? I mean, the team that that Kolkata had wasn't aligned with the kind of maybe if he was the coach of Lucknow Super Giants, maybe it would have been better. Maybe KL Rahul needs somebody like Brendan McCullum to say, you know what, just go out and hit, go out and hit, go out and hit. Don't care about. But Kolkata Knight Riders just didn't have that team. So I'm glad that he's left. I wish Kolkata Knight Riders had made Gambhir the coach. Man, but of course. Which brings us to the last two franchises, which usually are the top two franchises, but this has been a topsy-turvy IPL. I think it's been good for the game. Nobody wants to see Chennai and Mumbai win again. Definitely not me. Chennai is a team which always is very sorted. There's virtually nothing controversial going on. It's always very steady. They retain a core team. It's all about individual comfort. And once Jadeja became the captain, it was very obvious that there was a lot of tension between Jadeja and the team management. And then Mr. 3D announced his retirement on Twitter and then took it back after an hour. So there was a lot of stuff happening. And CSK has had a good run for many years. I think it's reached the end of that era at this point of time. It was coming. Actually, I predicted it would happen 3 years before. But the magic of Dhoni had kind of made them live on beyond the expiry of their physical bodies in a way. But I think now it's time that CSK have a major reboot. I don't know what their future, I don't know what Ravindra Jadeja's future is. It's really strange that Ravindra Jadeja, who's been an extremely loyal soldier, I mean, first of all, they chose not to buy back Suresh Raina, which was strange. I would have thought that even if they didn't want to play him, they would still select him. But they absolutely made it a point of not selecting him. They sent a message. And then this whole very, very, fairly obvious problems with Ravindra Jadeja. This is not the Chennai Super Kings that we've grown up knowing, which is a very sorted franchise. I mean, this is not something which happens in Chennai Super Kings. I'd be interested to see how they go on. I read somewhere that, again, it's a rumors that they might put you know, Jadeja back into the auction, they might let him go. But honestly, I don't think that's going to be the... I mean, I don't think that Jadeja is captaincy material. I think they might have to look for another captain. And the problem is, if he's not made a captain, I don't know if Rabindra Jadeja himself would want to stay, because it's also a it's a mutual thing. So Jadeja might not want to stay if he's no longer made the captain. And there will be franchises next year who will be looking for a captain. For instance, Punjab. I mean, they could, if he goes back into the pool, Punjab might let some guys go back in the pool just to get Jadeja and make him the captain. So those things are going to be interesting. So I'll be very interested to see what happens next year, because there's definitely going to be a lot of franchises who are going to be looking for a captain. Coming back, I don't even know what was going to happen to Kolkata Knight Riders, because it was very obvious that Shreyas Iyer had a falling out with the administration. And I think he's kind of spoke out of turn, and then he had to dial it back. I really don't know what they're going to do with Shreyas Iyer either next year, because he obviously also didn't have that kind of a batting season that basically shuts everybody up, given the amount of money that they have, that he's taking up in the franchise. The franchise might very well decide, you know what, he's not worth that amount of money. We will put him back into the auction. So I'll be interested to see if they even persist with Shreyas Iyer. I would be very surprised, but I wouldn't be that surprised if Shreyas Iyer also is not. And again, it's obvious with Shreyas Iyer that he will only play for a franchise if he's the captain. He's not going to play unless he's not the captain, which is the reason why he parted ways with Delhi. Which brings me back to the last franchise, which is Mumbai. And I know that Mumbai fans are very disappointed with the team, but let me just say something. I honestly feel that Mumbai never made a team for this season. I think this was fairly obvious to them. And this is one of the smartest franchises. But I think that if I was a Mumbai fan, I would not be disappointed. I think Mumbai had a fairly good season in the sense that it has unearthed some really good talents that they have bought on the absolute cheap. Players like, you know, Tim David. Now, it's another thing why they didn't play Tim David more consistently and why they persisted with Kyron Pollard. Kyron Pollard obviously has played his last game with Mumbai Indians. That I'm pretty sure about that. But why didn't they have Tim David consistently throughout the tournament? When they have decided to invest in what they believe is the next 6 or 7 years of IPL, then they should have given each of them a very long run. Dewald Brevis looks very exciting. Tim David, give them all the games. I mean, they have Tilak Raj. This is a fairly good side. They have Ishan Kishan. They have Surya Kumar Yadav. Yes, Rohit Sharma. Absolutely. I've said this many times. Rohit Sharma and Virat Kohli should not be playing T20 anymore. They should be focusing their attention on the one-day game and test matches. T20 is a very, very young man's game. And this IPL brought that to the fore. Rohit Sharma's form was even worse than Virat Kohli's, if something like that is possible. So the reason Mumbai lost was, they had basically no bowling. They had Jasprit Bumrah and essentially a second grade level cricket team in bowling attack. That bowling attack was an embarrassment. And that's why they lost. They lost for two reasons, Rohit Sharma and their bowling attack, which is very, very fixable. They have a very fixable problem, by the way, because once they get Jofra Archer back, either they get Jofra Archer back or they'll just put Jofra Archer back into the pool, which will be, again, a bad bet there. But once they get Jofra Archer back, and they have Jofra and they have Bumrah. And then they have Tim David. Then they have Dewald Brevis. They have Tilak Raj. They have Surya Kumar Yadav. They have Ishan Kishan. They have basically reconstituted that solid Mumbai core, which used to be their USP. They have a fairly very good core, which is young and which will last them for quite a few years. So I think that Mumbai Indians aren't really at... I would be more actually concerned for Gujarat Titans in terms of the team that they have, because they've done well this year. I'm not sure they will replicate this every year. I can very, very well be wrong. I think there are teams with much bigger structural problems than Mumbai Indians has. Even though it's true, they're bowling. They just need to pick up two or three good Indian bowlers. That's it. Once and they didn't have any spinner this year. I mean, the spinners who were playing there were... Apologies for spinners. So they have problems, there's no doubt. But I think they don't think they're unfixable problems. I think Calcutta has the bigger problem of getting a good Indian keeper. Those players are not very easily available. So again, it was very, very interesting IPL season. This time it's interesting because it wasn't just the same old names. So that was good. So let's see what happens tonight or tomorrow for us here, tonight for India. And may the best team win. Thank you. Bye-bye.